Unbiasing the density of TTV characterized sub-Neptunes, update of the mass-radius relationship of 34 Kepler planets, by Ailalu et al. Transit timing variations TTVs can provide useful information on compact multi-planetary systems observed by transits by putting constraints on the masses and eccentricities of the observed planets. This is especially helpful when the host star is not bright enough for radial velocity follow-up. However, in the past decades, numerous works have shown that TTV-characterized planets tend to have lower densities than RV-characterized planets. Reanalyzing 34 Kepler planets in the super-Earth to sub-Neptune's range using the Rivers approach, we show that at least part of these discrepancies was due to the way transit timings were extracted from the light curve, which had a tendency to underestimate the TTV amplitudes. We recover robust mass estimates, i.e. low prior dependency, for 23 of the planets. We compare these planets the RV-characterized population. A large fraction of these previously had a surprisingly low density now occupy a place of the mass radius diagram much closer to the bulk of the known planets, although a slight shift toward lower densities remains, which could indicate that the compact multi-planetary systems characterized by TTVs are indeed composed of planets which are different from the bulk of the RV-characterized population. These results are especially important for obtaining an unbiased view of the compact multi-planetary systems detected by Kepler, TESS, and the upcoming Plato mission. This was Unbiasing the Density of TTV-Characterized Sub-Neptunes, Update of the Mass-Radius Relationship of 34 Kepler Planets, by Ailalu et al.